So it's Tiny Giant Jam 11, and I'll tell you what's novel about this, listener, is that I think it's the first time, Kerry Harrison, that we've actually done an outdoors. We've got alfresco.
We have. We're at a train station.
Well, would you like to be? I think we can. We'd have to be so secretive, do we? What particular train station are we at?
We're at Bath Spa, aren't we?
Bath Spa. You can't say Bath, can you? You have to say Bath Spa.
I say Bath.
Bath Spa. Yeah, we're outside and we're waiting for a train announcement, no doubt, to completely ruin this intro. Of course, if it does, you won't hear it anyway because we do a different version. Anyway, yes, it's Tiny Giant Jams 11. Who we got on the podcast today?
Today we've got Ben Byford. Oh, very excited about this one.
Podcast royalty.
Podcast royalty.
That's what they say.
He will not like that.
Hey, look. Hey.
There's the announcement.
I think we'll get away with it because we're like miles away from the... Oh, is the train coming now? This is really... this is not only the first outdoor one, we should do every podcast intro like this because it's damn exciting. Because now we have to have a certain amount of timing because there's a train approaching, ladies and gentlemen, which is going to ruin the acoustics. But I'm being a bit ballsy and I'm going to say, well, do what you're going to say, Kerry. You always say it. Say it now.
Crack on.
Hello there. Here we are, Tiny Giant Jams. We're with Ben Byford today. You are here, Ben.
I am.
Hello. Yeah, there you go. I always like that. There was that podcast, wasn't it, not so long ago, but I can't remember what it was. They just didn't speak for the first minute. And it was Sam Appleby, wasn't it? If you're listening, Sam. That first minute, I thought he's going to do this as a mime. The worst of all podcasts. Anyway, look, your podcast royalty, I'm going to say it. I've put it on the record, right? How do you feel about that?
I feel sort of embarrassed.
Well, I wouldn't be embarrassed. I'd be putting that crown on, to be honest. It's nice, isn't it, to get, you know, because, well, Kerry will explain. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit about Ben. Give us the Ben bio.
Ben is the MD of Technology and Creativity Limited.
Yeah.
He's also an AI ethics consultant and, as you said, podcast royalty.
So there you go, you see.
Yeah.
That's a little intro.
Exactly. Then we throw the ball over to you, Ben, and say, you know, Ben, explain yourself. Tell the listener.
So, hi, listener. Thanks, guys, for having me on the podcast.
Oh, pleasure.
Yeah, so I've been working in technology and design stuff for a long time, maybe 12 years now, and it's mostly been designing and building websites and apps and games and things like that. And over the last 5 years, I've been much more concerned with other things and social impact things, and that led me into this world of talking about AI and its impact on society. And when I started doing those talks, mostly about machine ethics, which is this idea of how do we program machines with ethical understanding, I started a podcast, which is called the the Machine Ethics Podcast, and that's been running for over 3 years now. Just talking
Hence
to
the title.
Wow. Yes, indeed. Just talking to awesome people, much more cleverer than me.
I find that hard to believe. I can see there are people more clever than me. That's an easy leap, isn't it? To be honest, Kerry. So how did you get from games to ethics? Just explain, what was it about that particular world, philosophy, that made you go there?
Yeah, I just love technology. I love it. And I'm really interested in making things with it. Much like you guys are fascinated by making things and with AI tools, basically, and creativity. I was always really keen on what you can do with things, and part of what you could do with things turned into how does that doing impact or like result in some behavior change. So I was doing a talk about IoT, big data, all these big things, all these trendy things. So about 5-6 years ago, IoT was a new thing, and people were talking about it.
They were talking about it and didn't really know.
What are you talking about?
IoT. I love IoT.
And so I just did a talk about the security issues of IoT, and that turned into, when I talked to people about it, they were mostly talking about behavior change. So how does it impact me if my fridge has technology in it, if my toaster has technology in it, if my doorbell has technology in it? How does that change how I use things? Yes, yeah, exactly. All these things start coming about where you could snoop on people in their own homes and maybe look at their child in their cots. because security wasn't there with these sorts of technologies. And it's still a problem. And that just led me into like, ooh, like there's so many interesting issues that we have with technology, and looking more into the ethical side, the more philosophy side of it, as well as making stuff as well.
Okay.
Cool. So in terms of your podcast then, so is that a monthly thing, a weekly thing? Is it just as and when?
Yeah, it sort of tries to be monthly, but it's mostly as and when I can coordinate and get some interesting people.
Well, what do you, let's put, we think you're interesting, that's why you are, right? Interesting is a very, you know, it's a personal thing.
Yep.
Who would you, because I've seen the names and I've studied your podcast.
Yep.
You get some, I would say, to the lay person, I would call myself a sort of lay person, but you get some heavy hitting academic types.
Yeah, I'm really proud of the academic pedigree that we have on the podcast. So if you're interested in that, check it out. I'm lacking somewhat the business side, I think. So we have a lot of academics, we have a couple of authors, a doctor, like some random mix of designers and legislative people.
Yeah.
But I'm really interested in, you know, the Google minds and those people who are doing more practical, higher level work at the moment. And I haven't been able to get a lot of those people on to talk about their work yet.
Yeah.
But the academics are awesome, and they're all like top of their game as well. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And a bit of a plug. I love a plug, right? Yeah. In terms of your podcast, and platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all good platforms and some of the rubbish ones too?
Yeah, Machine Ethics Podcast, all good platforms. Just recently got it on Spotify after it wasn't. So now you can get it everywhere.
Everywhere?
Wow.
Yeah.
Can't get us on Apple though, kids. I don't know what we've done.
What did you do?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, Spotify, they can't get enough of us. But Apple, hey, we must have done something in Android world to hack them off. But that's cool. Well, there you go, ladies and gents. That's where it's at.
Mm.
You're also a speaker, aren't you? And you go around. In fact, you recently spoke at our I'll Be Back Southwest event, which was a couple of weeks ago. How was that?
It was great. It was a challenge because we had 15 minutes to talk about.
Yes.
I was going to talk about holistic AI ethics, which is just a stupid name for, isn't this all interesting stuff? And we should maybe look at all that interesting stuff and not just this bit over here. So I just kind of laid that out. And I went over, apparently, my time.
Come on. You didn't get the klaxon, though.
Didn't get the klaxon. I didn't get a cocktail, so it was all terrible, to be honest.
The whole thing was a nightmare.
It was, yeah. But I had some really amazing conversations after. And I always feel like the questions and answer section or the meet and greet bits are where I am more interested.
Yeah.
Because really, when I'm talking about doing my talks, I'm kind of providing some information that I think is interesting, but really it's amazing to get those questions and be able to answer them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I actually relish doing that work.
Well, I'm going to be controversial, Kerry. It's not like it's for me.
Mm.
I'd say you get Ben back, you see. That's that format, that I'll Be Back format. There is one on the 7th of March. People took it, still available. But you could, there's nothing to say you can't change the format. You could get Ben along. You could do a Ben Q&A.
Just do a Q&A.
Yeah.
Why the hell not? I'm sick of this. We're in a straitjacket of format.
I would prefer that. I'd prefer not to do any presentation, just to go, here's some stuff. Just
take questions.
Give me some questions. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
It's like a game show. Would you come back?
I would come back.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I think we should do that, Kerry. Yeah, we should do that. What are you doing on March the 7th? No, I'm joking. It's all women, isn't it?
I'm actually away, so I apologise.
Oh, don't worry about that. Oh, no, that'd be great.
Have you got any more speaking gigs coming up, or any that you have done recently that you've thought, apart from ours, obviously, that you've really enjoyed or thought was...
Yeah, I did a few recently. So I did yours, which I really enjoyed. And it was the restrictions were actually nice to try and nail down the presentation a little bit more. I did one at BrizTech in December, which I had about 25 minutes of questions. And if you go onto YouTube, you can find that BrizTech Ben Byford presentation. And it's hilarious because some people ask me repeatedly about the same subjects and I just lose it. Just like... the same thing,
well,
really.
On camera, you lose it.
Yeah,
that's a worth viewing.
I think
there,
I hold it together pretty well, but internally, I'm just kind of hating life because people. I defer or I give my opinion about subject, and then someone asks another question, and then the next question is coming back to the previous question, and I'm like, well, I've just answered that. Yeah. So, and that just goes to show that maybe my opinions aren't getting, not necessarily getting through to people, but people aren't interested in hearing my opinion at that point. So I was a bit pissed off at that. Mm. But I did one subsequently in Cambridge for Pi Data meetup, and that was really intimate, and that was a whole different thing. And again, and they were mostly technicians.
Okay.
So that was quite
a different, very fast in Cambridge.
Different thing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That would immediately elevate you, wouldn't it? We did a Cambridge event.
Cambridge. Raspberry Pi Institute, very nice. Yeah, nice. Go check it out. They've also opened a new shop recently, the Raspberry Pi shop.
Yeah, I saw that.
In Cambridge, which I didn't go to, so it wasn't open. But
funnily enough, I'm attempting, it's a very slow process, although it's one of those things, Kerry Ashton, where you've got to get a mirror, get a time. I'm trying to build a smart mirror with a Raspberry Pi.
Okay.
I know how to do it.
Yeah.
There's one physical problem. There's one tiny little physical problem, which it's a woodworking problem. Not a tech problem.
Oh, well.
Right? And if I can work out how to do it.
Yep. Nailed it.
It's going to be good.
Literally. Is it nail glue or is it dovetail joints? Well, we'll have to see. But I am intending to get it done at some point, and I'm going to break. It's like it's almost like my idea being, it's like Cinderella. No, mirror on the wall. Yes. Not Cinderella. Sleeping. No. Which Disney princess?
Yeah, Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty, isn't it? Mirror on like that. That's my idea. I've got it all worked out.
So it's going to tell you algorithmically if you're the most beautiful
that's
person.
That's pretty much
all.
What I want it to do. And I think I know the answer.
Is it going to go day by day and go, ooh, you look worse today?
I don't know. I just want to do it because I like sleep. Doing these things. It's a challenge to set myself.
Yeah, okay.
I know what to do. I just need to. I need a day to do it. Yep. Kerry, you know what it's like. Anyway, back to Ben. So I've got a question for you.
Yes.
So you're podcast royalty, you're a speaker, people bring you in to consult and discuss.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What sort of businesses do that, and what are the challenges they are seeking to, what's the word, ameliorate through understanding the ethics, the issues, the problems and challenges that they...
Yes, that's a very good question. So what we're aiming to do is, for a company that has specifically maybe two challenges. So one, they might be investing in businesses. So they might be looking at lots of different businesses and saying, what is the technology that is better here than it is over here? And maybe what is the net benefit to our brand or our business or our, you know, income, whatever.
Yeah.
And if that includes AI, then there's certain other things that you have to take into account, like certain brand risk, so PR nightmares if something goes wrong, or just legitimate actual issues with technology that causing people harm, basically. Yeah. Okay. So what we'd be doing is we'd go, you know, if you don't have the expertise to look at that technology document and make that assessment, we could take that off your hands and go, we think these people are doing the right sorts of things. We give them a stamp of approval, that sort of thing. Okay. Go and invest in them, they sound cool. And then the other thing would be internalized. So if you're producing systems using an AI facet in it, we would come in and go, is it being designed and implemented in the right way? What sort of data are being used? And what is the, like I was saying, with the kind of PR thing, so what are the impacts they might have on the brand if something goes wrong, but also on society and harm, but also on behavioural change, which I talked about.
There's a lot
of stuff in there, yeah.
And what in terms of the output that you deliver, that's sort of technical, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it the physical, do you deliver a report or do you deliver a presentation? Or?
Yes, so we do both. So it will be, we can do leadership stuff. So if you just want to learn more about the technology, we can come in and do leadership talks.
Yeah.
But we primarily set up so that we can work with a company, produce a report, and then if needs be, deliver that report in a, you know, summary executive sort of presentation, but we're coming in to help companies which want to use that technology to do it in a kind of more responsible, more risk averse way.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at recording devices because I know you're going to be fabulously discreet with this answer, but it's a natural follow.
Yeah.
So when you're in with those, and I'm doing an air thing, leaders. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
How savvy. Sitting across those leather chairs, those walnut tables in such rooms.
Yeah.
Those leaders, mm-hmm. captains of industry.
Yes.
Where are they in understanding the, before you, or mm-hmm. when you get that starting point and you present, do you get a spectrum of knowledge, opinion in those rooms about the kind of things you talk about? Or are you seriously talking to people who, like, I've never even thought about this stuff before?
No, I think people are much more savvy than you think. Yeah, yeah. For sure. I think people have heard these terms, yeah. Especially in the media, and they have them flying around. And it's a hot topic at the moment. You know, lots of people in business are talking about how they can leverage assets they already have. Data is one of those assets.
Yeah.
So if you have a lot of data and you want to manipulate it and use it to your benefit in some way, then AI or, you know, machine learning techniques is a good way of doing that. But when you start using those things in the real world, so automated decision making, or you know, from loan applications to spam to all sorts of different things that you might be using these algorithms, that's when you start having to make these decisions. And I think that's where it falls down. So the business leaders maybe have a really good appreciation for the kinds of areas that they could start using the technology, but whether it's okay or who's going to be impacted or whether it's going to blow up in the face is sort of a bit of an unknown sort of thing.
You should go into Facebook. They could.
Maybe I'll turn back the time like 2 years.
They could do some guidance. Yeah. Even now, I think they're struggling. Kara Harrison, over to you.
So following on from that, really, but if someone listening to the podcast is just sort of starting to go into using AI to develop products or services, is there any particular approach they should take or anything that you think they should bear in mind? So not necessarily a huge corporate, but maybe some smaller businesses or people that are just starting to dabble in that area, really.
Yes, yeah. And a lot of the stuff is focused on larger companies. And I'm really interested in talking to smaller companies as well.
Yeah.
For sure, organisations, charities, that sort of thing. I think it's really... there's a degree of difference here, and it's really easy to go, well, you can do all this research or you can play around with data and make some models, you know, go wild.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you start implementing stuff in your business, in a service that's going to affect people, it's at that point that we have to have a conversation about this.
Yeah.
Because really, you're working in a vacuum before that. So the computer games thing is quite a good analogy, because you can create AI things in a game, but they're not really affecting anyone unless, you know, it's swearing at you or something. It's doing minimal actions in the real world.
Okay.
It's kind of in this void of the game, and it can't come out of it.
Yeah.
But as soon as you give it the tools to impact outside of the game,
mm-hmm.
essentially, that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
Making the ethical impact. So you really have to... at that point, and probably before you even start doing anything, like have an understanding where you're going.
Yeah.
Probably. But, you know, it's fun being able to make stuff. It's a bit like your cocktails and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, there's limited impact you're going to have on that.
Yeah.
But you knew that you were heading in that direction. It wasn't like you were creating a cocktail empire that's going to take over the...
Funny you should say that.
So so maybe afterwards we'll have a conversation about that, but you see how that,
I must say, you know, the fact that we're coming to you today, it has given me an appreciation of, like, we sit around and we think, oh, like, sometimes we get the Cheltenham Science thing was an approach, and but then there are other things, like the other project we're working at the moment. I now, in fact, it's you, because I think you are the ethical conscience of our business, Gareth, and for that I salute you. But it gets me thinking, I mean, today, like, what I think is just an innocent idea, and then you think about actually what our output is going to be, and then I'm suddenly going, oh, actually, it takes you to down places, avenues you don't necessarily ever think you're going to go.
There's no innocent ideas. There are ideas, and they impact people differently. We live in a world where you can create an app today and put it into millions of people's hands if they happen to see it, you know, and download it. So you can impact people profoundly very, very quickly. And that just on technology ethics side is really interesting. But as soon as we start automating that process, it becomes really dangerous. So it really you really have to think about this stuff. Like, if you're designing anything with technology, there's a great quote from Jaron Lanier, which I had in my presentation, which is, anyone who's working in technology today is also working in societal behavior change, mm-hmm. or like mind control or something like that. And he's right. Like, you know, we download these apps and we think nothing of it, but they are changing how we interact with people, changing our communication methods, changing what we're able to communicate. Think about emojis and things like that.
Yeah.
Changing how we buy, and what we're able to buy and how fast we're able to buy those things. And it's changing things about, you know, loans and all those sorts of things. Mm. And I think that is profound, and it's just easy to do now. And AI escalates into a place where we don't necessarily have the recourse to phone someone up. It's probably not, you can't really phone up Google, but like, you know, you're less likely to be able to deal with an individual, and legislators are trying to come to grips with that idea at the moment. But as designers, makers, we should really appreciate that, you know, if the thing that we make is profoundly useful, it could also have unintended consequences, regardless of our intent, you know, because lots of people will start using it and we'll all be glued more to our phones, or we all might decide to never go outdoors, you know, VR stuff, you know, all sorts of things that might happen.
You've been watching my life through my fridge or something. So, hey, look, now, that's why, that's why.
That's why really Ben's interesting. Podcast, I like the fact that you said there's no innocent ideas.
There's no...
I think it's just having a mind... It's having that mindset all the time. Isn't it? So when you're designing... Well, even if it feels like, you know, you're saying about our cupcakes, but even that, the data that goes in, you still have to... You're still influencing that in some way, aren't you? Like when we did the cupcakes and we chose thousands and thousands of recipes, or hundreds and hundreds of recipes, we still chose those recipes. So there's still always a decision in even the most innocent of data, really, isn't
it? Yeah. I mean, there's a certain way that you process that data, which is another thing. So people often miss the fact that you've got the data, and that's one thing, but you also processed it in a certain way, which is the algorithm side.
Yeah.
And that gets missed out in this conversation a lot. I don't know why, but you have to do something with the data, right? Mm-hmm. So you do something with the data, and those are two things, and they give you a product, and that product could be something else. Like, you could have got different cupcakes given different input and different algorithms as well. Yeah. There's a really good example of a historical version of this, where someone invented leaded fuel, right? And it was really useful. I think it was really useful at the time because it was solving the combustion problem they were having with the cars. But it was profoundly awful for the environment, adding lead. You know, it made lots of people ill.
Love that lead.
And it's just floating around in you know, in the, you know, in the atmosphere. So you can solve problems in, like I said, in an innocent way, or you have intentions which are good, but just mess it up
in a completely different way because
you just haven't, you know. And it's not to say that you shouldn't innovate or you shouldn't try and do things, but again, like I'm saying, like, do things where you can't affect people directly, and then think about it, and then try and build things which move in a certain direction. And it's hard to know what is good or bad in that sort of thing.
But
for me and the people that I work with, that's kind of what we're trying to do. So guide people in a nicer direction.
Hey, so what I was going to say, because I'm conscious. That's what I always say. Conscious of the time, Kerry. Right, and this is podcast royalty. He's got another five of these back to back. It's like getting Bruce Willis or some other movie starring. Question for you to sign off then. If we have triggered excitement, inspiration and insight from this, well, I think you mostly have, to be honest, how can people get hold of you? We need to have a...
Yes.
I want to hear more of this guy. I want him for a speaking engagement. I want him to look at my innocent and stupid idea.
Yes.
How should they get hold of you?
Yeah, so it's machine-ethics.net for the podcast. I have a website for the consultancy, which is ethicalby.design. So it's not .com, it's .design. And on Twitter, it's just Ben Byford, and also the podcast is on there. It's machine_ethics, I think. Something like that.
Cool.
Yes, thanks.
I'm going to give you a moment to contemplate that. That's what we think it is, and that'll do. Yeah. Super. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Listener, get in touch with Ben. Have a machine ethics conversation. Kerry Harrison.
Thanks very much. Yeah, it's great.
Had a lovely time, haven't we?
Really interesting.
I don't say to her, It should be a round two, shouldn't there? Because we've only scratched the surface.
That's it. I haven't really got into the machine ethics element.
That's fine.
Another day.
Another day. Because we, unlike, you know, you take a month and it's very thoughtful. We bang them out every hour, basically. There's a race between us and Ariana Grande, who's
right.
Our podcast is going to drop her new track. It's difficult to say. The race is on. So I'm going to shake you.
Thank you. Thanks,
Ben. We'll catch you again very soon.
Ciao.
Noughts here with the Tiny Giant Takeout. Really enjoyed that conversation with Ben. We only just sort of scratched the surface, really. It's quite interesting. Once we finished recording, there was a particular point that was brought up, and we carried on for about another 15, 20 minutes just on that. So I think it's almost a certainty, with his permission, that we'll have him back to carry on some of these threads and conversations. I did love that line. The one he said about there's no such thing as an innocent idea. Even AI cupcakes, which kind of made me ponder for a moment. With great ideas comes great responsibility. And it's very true that perhaps sometimes there are outcomes that perhaps your intentions never really meant to happen. So that was something I'm definitely going to take away and think a lot more about in the kind of stuff we do. Well worth, as you say, Ben's available for all sorts of events, speaker gigs. Get in touch with him. I say, give you details. So we've got another Tiny Giant Jam lined up very soon to bring out. So I think we'll be bringing out probably the next two or three days. We're getting quite prolific at this. I think we swore to only do one a week, and now we're doing two. But, we enjoy it because we meet all sorts of fascinating people, and I hope that you enjoy them because of the conversations that the outcome of that. So, have a good week, whatever you're doing, and we'll catch up with you very soon. Bye.